From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. A Tyson chicken processing plant in southwest Missouri was fined $2.5 million yesterday in a pollution case. Harvest Public Media's Peggy Lowe reports.
Dating back to 2011, the Environmental Protection Agency has found violations at Tyson's Monette plant and deemed it a significant non-complier in cleaning up the problems. In the latest case, the company pleaded guilty in federal court to discharging an animal feed ingredient that killed more than 100,000 fish in a nearby stream. In 2015, Tyson paid the state $500,000 for that same fish kill. Tyson issued a statement saying it was an unfortunate mistake that it deeply regretted. The company also agreed to corrective action. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.
To address an overwhelming caseload and personnel shortages in Boone County's public defender's office, Judge Kevin Crane told private attorneys yesterday he would begin appointing them to represent some criminal defendants. The Columbia, Missourian reports attorneys will not be paid for their services. It's unknown how long the appointment period will last. The court administrator for Boone County, Mary Epping, says although the order applies to most lawyers, there will be a few exceptions. Prosecutors and public defenders will not be appointed, and there will be other exclusions, which she said will be worked out as the situation develops. Boone County has done this before, in 2012. A new lawsuit alleges that Missouri's Department of Corrections retaliates against prisoners who file complaints against correctional workers. Marshall Griffin has more on the suit, which was filed yesterday by a group that advocates for inmates.
The St. Louis arm of the MacArthur Justice Center says in the lawsuit that inmates who file complaints regularly have their cells searched, are denied privacy for phone calls and lawyer visits, and in some cases are transferred to facilities several hours away from their families. Attorney Amy Bryan said in a statement that the state agency violates her client's constitutional rights. The Missouri Department of Corrections said in an email that it doesn't comment on pending litigation. The department has also settled several lawsuits with corrections employees who said they were harassed and retaliated against by supervisors and co-workers. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Springfield News Leader reports Navy veteran Cortland Sykes announced his candidacy yesterday for Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill's seat. McCaskill's seat is up for re-election in 2018. In a news release, Sykes bills himself as a political outsider. Congressional records show Sykes was paid by U.S. Representative Bruce Westerman of Arkansas to do military and veteran affairs work in 2016. Other potential Republican contenders include Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.